was putting those clips together immediately, Bart. Nice job, Bart.
That was so
nice
good.
Job.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow, that is so endearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just got three pieces of news in between the regular show and the post game in a matter of like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
One, Manafort apparently is going to be subpoenaed.
So members of Congress are considering subpoenaing him.
Okay, very interesting. Yeah. Two, CNN claims, I don't know if they're pulling a Rachel Maddow. Oof, that hurts to say it that way. But that on Anderson Cooper's show, they have more evidence on Trump's connection to the Russians. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that's true and how important it is and how relevant it is. Mm-hmm. And then Anna was saying that she was reading somewhere that the Democrats might vote for Gorsuch so that the Republicans don't do the nuclear option.
Yeah, I'm looking for that tweet that I read right now. I believe Matt Iglesias tweeted about it.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. Anyway, sorry.
If that's true, mm-hmm. I will go nuclear. You want to talk about nuclear option? I'm going to use the nuclear option on the show tomorrow. Because that is so unbelievably stupid or brazenly corrupt that it is mind-bending. It is just, so let's hold. We don't know for sure yet. And on the Russian connections. Michael Tracy, who's one of our reporters who I like a lot, and he's a wonderful, smart, independent thinker. Tell me again about how there's no Russian connection.
Yeah.
So it turns out Donald Trump's campaign chairman at the most critical time was a Russian agent. Literally a Russian foreign agent.
Doesn't look good. Look, I don't know why people have a hard time focusing on two things simultaneously. It's completely possible that Russia influenced the election. And that Hillary Clinton was an incredibly flawed candidate. Those two things are very possible. In fact, one of them we know for sure, which is Hillary Clinton's a flawed candidate. So look, I get it. You know, establishment Democrats want to latch on to the Russia thing to excuse themselves of their shitty behavior during the election. And we should hold them accountable for that. But don't dismiss that there is a huge potential there that Russia was involved in trying to influence the election. So I don't know why people have a hard time accepting that.
So I think to be fair to Michael, Jordan, Jimmy, all the guys who are kind of in that camp, I think they watch cable news a lot more than I do. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what's driving them to like, shut the fuck up about Russia already.
I totally get it because yeah. I don't watch cable news. I listen to it on satellite radio and I listen to it a lot. And yeah, that's all they talk about. That is literally all they talk about. When I was flying to and from Florida, I was watching CNN on the television in the plane, right? That's all they talk about.
It's
day in, day out. There's no other issue. And so, yeah, it pisses me off. But there's some evidence there that should be taken seriously.
It's both. And so some Democrats, their strategy was to question Gorsuch about Russia. What? No, those are two totally different issues. Why are you wasting time with Gorsuch on Russia when you should be asking about Citizens United and his constitutional beliefs and Roe versus Wade and, you know, is he unconstitutionally disqualified because of the Garland maneuver and yada yada, right? So you guys are right, the Michaels, Tracy's of the world are right that the Democrats are sick with Russia, right?
They are.
And part of it is because it's easy, it doesn't involve their donors at all. So it's easy to keep playing the Russia card. And the media, same thing. Media goes right along with them, right? But at the same time, it doesn't mean that by definition it's not true.
I think that establishment Democrats latching onto Russia and just kind of like trying to beat it into our heads is a really bad political strategy. Because here's the thing. I think the vast majority of Americans, and especially Trump supporters, don't really care about Russia. I think that
they don't care about it at all.
They don't. We can have hardcore evidence, okay, showing that Russia meddled in our election in order to get Trump elected, and they don't.
Wouldn't move Trump voters 1%.
It wouldn't. But you know what does move Trump voters? Economic policy.
But the economic policies would mean that you'd have to hurt your donors.
That's right.
And that's why the Democratic establishment doesn't do it. So both sides are right to be pissed. Okay, now let me give you the story that I promised you. So I've told the story at least one other time in the Young Turks history, but probably a long time ago, and a lot of you don't either didn't hear it or don't remember it. You apparently, your reaction was you didn't remember. You don't.
I don't remember it.
No. Okay, so back in 1988, when I was a senior in high school, mm-hmm. yes, a million years ago, mm-hmm. Our school decided it was a cool idea to do a slave auction, which sounds unbelievable.
There are okay. schools that still do that now.
Yes, I saw it in the paper the other day. Mm-hmm. I just saw the headline. I didn't get a chance to read the article. I'm like, oh my God, they're still doing it, right?
Yeah.
And so what it was it wasn't black folks, although there was one black person in it. It was the hottest, theoretically, and by the way, this is also horrific. It was the most attractive 10 girls and the most attractive 10 guys. And then people would bid on them mm-hmm. to get them to be their slaves for a day, mm-hmm. where they would have to do whatever the top bidder wanted. How wrong is that? In a thousand different ways. But what's amazing is that back then everybody thought, even in New Jersey, totally multicultural, no, you know,
yeah.
really, I think, very non-discriminatory, non-racist place, I thought. We all thought, like, nobody paused. They're like, yeah, obviously, good idea. Let's go rock and roll on this thing. Look, let's look at, take a look at the less offensive part of it,
yeah.
which is you're picking the most attractive 10 people. That's uncomfortable for the school to participate yeah. in that process. Second of all, yeah. you're going to make people bid on them. Third of all, you're going to make them do whatever the other person wants, obviously within bounds,
right?
All of this is super uncomfortable.
What were you guys supposed to learn from this?
Like, no, it was to raise money for charity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that part is totally fine, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think there are going to be better ways,
yeah.
right? And then the fourth part is, you're going at a slave auction, and you're letting the person win another human being after bidding more for them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Disastrous idea, right? I give you that story as a, it's just a, as a way of thinking about, oh my God, what was acceptable back in the day mm-hmm. that wasn't that long ago, and how much we've things have changed mm-hmm. and how bad things used to be, right? Even in a place that wasn't that bad, you know,
yeah.
back then.
That is pretty crazy. But here's the thing. So I watched the movie, is it Trading Places with Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Okay, so I watched it, I don't know.
And Dan Aykroyd,
yeah, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, who knows. Anyway, great movie, but there are so many uncomfortable, non-PC moments and statements in that movie that just wouldn't fly today, right? And so it's just interesting how much society changes and honestly progresses. And so some conservatives hate that we're more sensitive to issues that offend minorities and those who are disadvantaged and all that. But I think it's a good thing within bounds, you know, as long as we're not going overboard with it. That movie was really good. It's just that there were so many moments where I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just.
On the other hand, there was also that moment with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, dude, Jamie Lee Curtis, Fox. Fox, all that yogurt, probiotics, keeping her fit.
Do you know the old school rumors about Jamie Lee Curtis? This also goes back to like back in the 1980s. Edwin's got to know him because he's 82.
Don't tell me she was into gerbils too.
No.
Okay.
Everybody, and by the way, this is not true, so don't take it as true or anything. It was that she was a hermaphrodite.
What?
Edwin, you didn't know that? That's the first thing that Edwin has not known in anything we've ever discussed on the internet.
Cenk, I hate to interrupt you. Number one, I've never heard of that growing up because Trading Places came around the same time, you know, we went to school, you know. And secondly, when I went to high school in Liberal California, we had the same thing that you had. Finest people in the high school had a slave auction, was during lunchtime, and it was always for some lame ass charity. So, you know, and for me, when that happened, it was during lunchtime, and I just looked at it, and I'm like, okay, I'm going over to Eric's house and get high, because that's all I did during my lunchtime. So I was smart looking back on history. I had better things to do than participate in some lame-ass high school charity auction.
Okay, so it's amazing that you guys didn't hear the hermaphrodite story. People, that was the biggest rumor. People are like, no, it's in medical textbooks. A friend of mine is a doctor. He read it in a medical textbook.
But why?
People said, why would they put Jamie Lee Curtis in a medical textbook? What the fuck does that make any kind of sense, right? They're like, hermaphrodites, by the way, Jamie Lee Curtis is one. Why would they put that in a medical textbook?
Man.
Okay, anyway. So on the slave auctions, here's what we learned about Bart in high school. That he liked to get high in the middle of the school day.
Like, I went to my friend Eric's house. We smoked some weed.
It was lunchtime.
Yeah. Well, that's because, like, well, as a result of that, I flunked biology and PE because, you know, when lunchtime hit, I would just go to Eric's house and just smoke out and miss out on PE and miss out on biology. And
yeah,
I flunked those classes in my sophomore year. I had better things to do.
Yeah. One could argue, but I can see how you didn't make it to the 7th and 8th grade classes, or not 7th and 8th grade, 7th and 8th period classes.
Yeah, yeah.
Having a questionable lunch in 6th period. Anyway, so now back to the slave auction for a second. So I was not selected as among the top 10 hottest guys in our high school.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like, you have a lot of self-esteem and you're resilient. You, like, people can insult you and they do on a regular basis. It doesn't bother you. But, like, think about all the people who aren't like that and who are sensitive and they don't get chosen as one of the hot people.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah. But I to be fair to me, because I like to be fair to me and to all the other people, you couldn't feel too bad because our class was gigantic. We were in one of the largest public schools in New Jersey. So we started with like 700 kids in the class. By the time we graduated, I think it was about 609 kids that graduated. Mm-hmm. So if there's like 300 guys and you're not in the top 10 hottest guys, you'll live. You'll be right? Mm-hmm. But my girlfriend was selected in the top 10. And I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. Right? Who cares that I'm not in the top 10? The whole point is to be dating someone in the top 10. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was a little bit of affirmative action because I think that they thought, we need somebody from the nerds.
Oh, I see.
And I guess Katie was the hottest of the nerds. Mm-hmm.
A hotter nerd that, you know?
You could argue Francis was hotter.
Damn, okay. Katie under the bus.
No. Katie was my girlfriend. I was super proud and happy, and Katie's wonderful.
She just wasn't the hottest, you know?
No. There's a secret backstory to that.
Okay.
About how Francis might have gotten thrown under the bus by the selection committee because somebody on the selection committee didn't like her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and they were both Chinese. And so there was some drama there. And so they went with Katie, all-American blondie blonde. And, yeah, and Dorsett, I think, was she a homecoming queen? I don't know. But anyway, one of the girls was actually African-American. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we did a slave auction with an African-American in it. Right? So, like I said, I was going to say that there's no way that would fly today, but I think there was this news story the other day.
Yeah,
I mean, might have been a fifth
people
grader.
Still do it. It's insane.
Stop it, guys. There's a better way to do that, and don't call it that. Jesus Christ. We got to learn from our mistakes. That's not the right way to go. That's the story. That's the crazy story. Oh, I knew there was one last part to it. So, of course, I have to bid on my own girlfriend, right?
I remember the story
you
now.
You see?
Yeah.
And you know how cheap I am.
Oh, you're the worst.
So some other guy got all excited. He's obviously in love with her or whatever. Okay. He outbid me. I was like, I'm done here. And so I only went up like not that high. Mm-hmm. And then a couple other guys kept bidding and then one guy won. And Katie was like, what the fuck? What? How did you get up? I'm like, my dad gives me $20 allowance a week. Mm-hmm. It barely covers the gas and food. You're lucky if I take you to a movie. Anyway, good luck being that guy's slave.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? She was so mad with me. Mm-hmm. I think I was being practical.
And you're the worst.
And that guy who won her, puddin' soft. He wasn't gonna do anything, and he didn't make.
You can make excuses for yourself.
He didn't even make her carry his bags. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to let her know that he had a crush on her. Poor some bitch, you know. So one guy was mad at one of the girls, and he went like to over $100 or something, and everybody's like, "What the fuck?" Right? And then he made her do all sorts of demeaning shit. Okay, this is a disastrous idea,
yeah,
right?
I kind of hate your school now. Like, why would they think this is okay?
But for the guy who won Katie, I knew him. He wasn't going to do anything, and he didn't.
What if he did try to do something that you didn't like? What would you do? Would you defend her honor?
Besides which, who's going to fuck with my girlfriend?
I don't know.
I'm middle linebacker. I'm Cenk Uygur. Are you kidding, dog? I'm just messing around. Okay. All right. I can't say TYT Classics is next. It's not live, but you should check out TYT Classics in the member section. Okay? We'll see you tomorrow.